This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. There's been more fighting along the border and inside South Lebanon today between Israeli forces and Hezbollah guerrillas. The Israeli army has called up several thousand more reservists to help strengthen border units, and Israeli soldiers have moved into a few villages inside southern Lebanon. Eric Westerveld reports from the Israeli-Lebanon border.
Here on the northern border, Israeli soldiers have pushed into Lebanese villages in and around Marun al-Ras, just north of the Israeli towns of Zarit and Avivim, in what the army calls pinpoint operations. Seven Israeli soldiers have been killed in fighting around this area in the last 3 days. At a border artillery battery, 18-year-old Israeli Corporal Maron Cohen says a wider ground push into Lebanon may be inevitable.
We must go in there. We must destroy the Hezbollah. With the time, it will be tougher, so we must do it now.
Hezbollah guerrillas regularly respond to the Israeli artillery with volleys of rocket fire, including new attacks this morning that struck Kiryat Shmona and near Matula. Seven people were wounded, and the rockets sparked forest fires. All through the night, the thump of artillery, tank, and small arms fire echoed along the border. So far, the ground battles are robust, but relatively narrow in focus. And soldier Asaf Grunberg says any wider ground invasion would inevitably mean more Israeli casualties.
It's not easy to hear that our friends are getting killed on the other side. But if it's part of a mission, we have to do that, because our mission is to give some peace and quiet to the citizens of Israel.
Israeli Military Chief of Staff Dan Halut said Friday that Israel would continue limited ground attacks, quote, to harm the terror that harms us. Soldiers here are backed by tanks and heavy armor, but there are few signs of a major ground invasion. The main war effort remains air power and unrelenting heavy artillery fire. The 155-millimeter rounds whistle up a valley, over fir trees, and in theory strike Hezbollah positions in South Lebanon. Just 2 weeks ago, 21-year-old Alex Gronoff was firing artillery into the Gaza Strip, fighting Hamas militants after they'd attacked an Israeli border post and abducted Gilad Shalit, a 19-year-old Israeli corporal. Now Gronoff works this artillery battery in the northern Galilee, trying to take out Hezbollah rockets.
Here, it's a thing that calls Katyusha. It's more serious. It has more power.
Gronoff calls this a different fight and a much bigger challenge than Gaza. Israel must, he says, defend herself. Next to the artillery, Arabic music plays in a makeshift camp. Some soldiers rest on cots, smoke cigarettes, or flip through porn magazines. Sergeant Amir Saban tries to give 21-year-old First Sergeant Rafi Ezra a quick haircut. If Ezra would just sit still during the outgoing artillery fire.
Don't move! I'm trying to cut your hair!
First Sergeant Ezra says the civilian deaths in Lebanon from air and artillery fire are unfortunate, but he says those people made poor choices.
Most of the people who killed in Lebanon was people who lived in the Hezbollah neighborhoods. So I think you need to choose better where you live in. People should know better.
Soldiers at this border artillery site are relatively exposed. Hezbollah guerrillas regularly fire rockets and mortars near the position. As outgoing rounds boom, 22-year-old Sergeant Igal Noodleman says he just hopes for the best.
I mean, this is pretty much an open field, so if anything comes our way, we hope we know about it sometime before, so we can put our vests, and we hope that it doesn't hit too close.
Eric Westerveld, NPR News, near Kiryat Shmona on the Israel-Lebanon border.